Well, happy Monday, June 24th, 2019. This is the Drive Podcast with Zach, Chris, and Bailey. This is our second take because Bailey had a run-in with the microphone.
I'm sorry.
In the first take.
What happened over there, Bailey?
I just tried to move the mic just a little and I took it out with a lot of force.
It sounded like it jumped out.
I feel like my ears are bleeding. For you guys who don't know, we have headphones on. So I mean, I can hear Bailey and Chris talk. And whenever there's a loud explosion, as there was earlier, in my ears.
Explosion?
That's what it sounded like to me. I thought pretty loud. I fully, you know, Bailey sits behind me. I cannot see her. I can just hear her. And I fully expected to see her laying on the floor. With drool coming out of her mouth.
It did kind of sound. That's what I was expecting to see when I looked over there, too. But she's not.
She's alive.
There
I'm
producing,
fine.
Doing her thing.
She's alive. She's alive. She's producing. Did you find something interesting on Google, or did Siri? You have a male Siri, too.
I noticed, a British male Siri.
Which is confusing. But anyway.
Why is it confusing?
Did he tell you something that you weren't prepared for? Is that why you fell out of the chair and then hit your face in the mic?
I didn't fall out of the chair. I hit the microphone with my hand by accident, and I'm sorry that I broke your eardrums.
Well, she's a rookie, folks, and we're sorry. So, anyway.
Every podcast starts with hating on Bailey.
It's our thing.
Let's get started. Hate on Bailey for 10 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. She's awesome. She's fantastic, and I don't think she wanted to do this in the beginning, but I think it's become something she's actually enjoying, and she's made it into a lifelong. I would say this is probably something that she didn't ever think she would do in her life, but now, if we took this away from Bailey,
she would be
more than sad.
Yeah, she'll probably demand a podcast out of any of her future employers. Ms. Walters. We're prepared to offer you $250,000, a company car, and a low interest rate mortgage on a new home. And Bailey's going to be like, well, what about the podcast?
Is there a podcast?
We don't have a podcast. No deal.
What did you do today, Woody?
I went to a safety management council meeting with the Tennessee Trucking Association over at our good friends of the TTA, Willis Towers Watson building over there in Donaldson. And
did our new friend Dave Hunter Yeager invite you because of our awesome podcast we did with him last week?
No, I was invited by virtue of being a member of the TTA.
Yes, but because of our awesome podcast we did last week?
Yes, that was exactly it. They were going to leave me out until we did the podcast.
Good.
No, it was.
Did they stand you on the stage and wave palm branches and congratulate you for the great podcast we did last week?
They did not, but I was sitting right next to Donna England while we were eating lunch, and she asked about it, and then some other folks from Averitt, Tennessee Steel Haulers, and some of our good friends in the TTA were asking about it. So we spread the podcast love, and I gave everybody the links and the where to go on Spotify and Apple Music and all that kind of stuff, and everybody said they would check it out. It was they were all very, very interested and very, very curious that a trucking company would go to these links on the video and all this podcast stuff. And it was
really
what
we cool. do. It's what we do for our drivers.
That's right.
We love them and care about them, and we love them so much they have to listen to us driving up and down the road in their ears. Well, and sometimes Bailey hits the mic with her face.
It wasn't my face.
Whatever. And, you know, I mean, that's the joy that we bring our drivers. Okay?
I'm sure they appreciate
it. The joy. Is there any news on the, since you went to a safety meeting, I'm sure there was all kinds of things you gleaned from that, but have you learned, is there any big news on the MW front?
You know, this, I wish this was a, that it was a big, exciting meeting. It was a lot of the regulatory stuff that we got before. So we representatives from Federal Motor Carriers were there. You know, we did get a little update on ELDs and nothing really changed there. What we talked a lot about is the Drug and Alcohol Clearinghouse, and that little, it's a, not a little thing, it's a big thing, but that's been kind of overshadowed by the ELDs. But come first of the year, there's going to be a this big database of drivers' information who have had a negative drug or alcohol result from either a pre-employment drug screen or from a random. And there's even a couple of other things that can be thrown in there too, as far as drug and alcohol use in a commercial vehicle. So, you know, in the past we relied on that previous employer information that a driver would give us on our application, and we would ask that company that they worked for, hey, has this driver had any drug or alcohol issues? And if they say no, then it's no, and it never gets pursued. Or if they don't even bother to put that person or that company on their application, we never ask for it. So now there's going to be this clearinghouse where if a driver has had a negative drug and alcohol result, we're going to know it.
Period.
Yeah. There's no getting around it.
That'll be interesting.
It's something that all the carriers have asked for. Yeah. Nobody wants a driver driving around out there that that may have had an issue that and hasn't gone through, you know, the proper steps to get things turned around.
I'd say the drivers don't want a driver running around.
No, there. Absolutely not. Issues.
I did see last week, I think in Vegas, it was a Nevada law where they cannot force you to do a drug screen for marijuana anymore.
In the state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see what that does for truck companies and things like that. The bottom line is we're not going to get into this. Maybe it's a show for another day. The whole legalization of marijuana across the country, and as it comes and comes and happens more and more and more, that's gonna bring a lot of different things up. Also, the age of truck drivers. I'm reading more and more in the trades about the thought of letting 18-year-olds
it's going to happen, steps are already being taken that way.
Absolutely.
And you know, as long and on the just to cap off the marijuana thing, you know, we're still regulated by the feds,
right.
So that's
exactly
why, despite what Tennessee or any other state does,
that's right.
Until the federal government changes the law, we're going to be bound by that.
And that's going to be the overarching thing for
yep.
sure. Lots and lots to discuss, as always. There's always all kinds of things going on. Bailey, are you asleep back there?
No, I
thought maybe
not
the mic
listening.
caused you to be concussed. Maybe you weren't able to.
Thank you for keep bringing up my mistakes in life.
I'm concerned. You got anything for us today?
Bringing up my mistakes in life.
You know, I'm always, if you ever feel high about yourself, just come see me and I'll make sure that you
knock you right down.
Crawl out of the office. What do you got for us?
Let me ask. This has got to be the best job you've ever had, Bailey.
It's the only job she's ever had.
It's my first big girl job where I'm now paying for my own stuff.
The fact
stuff.
That she calls it a big girl job, her first. This is her first job.
No.
What was your real first job that you actually made money doing?
My real first job where I got paid by someone who was not my parent and I had to pay taxes.
That's called allowance, Bailey.
Good, Bailey. Good.
I was a janitor.
A janitor.
Summer.
What did you have to clean?
Toilets.
Where?
At a manufacturing facility near my hometown.
That will.
So.
That will build a lot of. What is the word I'm looking for?
Character. I don't know.
And it was first shift, so.
Whoa, hey, you can't say that word on this podcast.
She what? Said shift.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's
she
my
was
bad.
Cleaning toilets, but she said shift.
A first shift. Ooh. Okay. So you were a janitor. I would have not guessed that. I would have thought you would have cleaned stalls or something.
I did that. But
I'm
that
sure
was
you
from
did a lot
like
of that.
Age here. You can hold a pitchfork to like last summer.
What was your first job?
I was going to ask you first. What was your
what
first job?
What do you
job?
Ask me first?
I don't know.
I think
you always ask me questions. I never ask you questions. We need to have, let's question Zach's entire existence.
Exactly. My first, I mean, I think everybody babysat a little bit. You know, I babysat some. My first, as Bailey would say, big boy job where, like, I had to pay taxes. Mm-hmm. And, like, there was an overart, you know, someone paying me. I worked on a golf course. I was a turf technician.
So you mowed. You mowed grass.
I was a turf technician.
You mowed grass. No more than Bailey was a janitorial engineer.
I was a turf technician.
Okay.
The first thing that I did every morning was I'd get there, and it was early. It was like 5 in the morning.
Put gas in the mower.
No. Worse. Go around and empty the trash.
Oh, yeah.
And then go around and empty all the trash, and then put out the tee markers on the tee boxes, and then put gas in the mower.
Right.
And cut the rough. Now, when I got further along in that job, I was able to put out the actual holes, change the cups out, which is actually kind of a fun. I don't know if you've ever seen that, the process of doing that.
It sounds like a promotion.
It was. It was a promotion.
From sitting on a mower doing nothing to manual labor.
Well, no,
I would go
back to the mower afterwards. But yes, putting the cups out was fun. And if you were having a bad day, maybe for our, you know, we've got a lot of guys that play golf. There's a couple times when I knew a tournament was happening, maybe I wasn't happy with how much trash was in the bin on the seventh hole. You know what? You're gonna get a tougher pin placement that day.
Oh, so you got to actually select.
Sabotage.
Well, there's a grid on the green. In our case, we had four. The green was cut up into fours, like a pie.
Yeah.
And I just had to have it in that segment. And there were, you know, there's rules, like you don't want it to be too close to the edge of the green. But there was, I remember once I did, and some of our guys might know this is kind of a fun little story. So you get me going.
All right, there
Bob
you go.
And Tom. Have you ever heard of the Bob and Tom show?
Sure.
They were a syndicated show. They were members. Bob was a member of this course.
Bob Kavoyan.
Yes, Bob Kavoyan. Always had the LA hat on. And they were having a tournament there that day. And I put a pin placement like 2.5 feet from the fringe, which is a no-no. And it was on the edge. It was terrible. And he came up and complained to me.
Wow. What an honor.
In person. What an honor it was. But yeah, so whenever I knew they were playing at a tournament, I would kind of do that. So ironically, after that happened, I didn't do any more pin placements.
So you got demoted
to a weed eater. I had to cut the the place between the fence and the road.
Wow.
The ditch.
So you were hoping to graduate from rough to fairway, and instead you went from rough to out of bounds.
I never got to cut the fairways or the greens.
Wow.
I did get to cut the tee boxes every now and then, but yeah, I never got to cut the fairways.
Well, yeah, I can see the.
It's kind of demoralized.
I can see the regret in your eyes right now.
I never thought of it as an emotion, Bailey, but thank you. You've reminded me of this memory from 20 some years ago.
You cut me down. I do the rest.
Thank you for sucking all the joy out of this podcast.
Bailey really cut me down there. Pun intended.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
You're welcome.
That pretty much did it. We were on the downhill slide a bad pun.
Well, hey, at least we've got somebody to bring us out of this downhill slide, and it's a good thing we were talking about jobs, first jobs, things like that. Bailey, are you putting money into a 401k yet?
I'm not. I haven't been here long enough.
You need to. Yeah, you probably haven't been here long enough. But when you have been here long enough, and you can do that, putting money away for retirement and other things is really, really, really important. Because we want to have money to retire on. We want to have money to save on. Join us in the next segment is going to be someone from the Dave Ramsey organization talking about the Smart Dollar program that we have for all of our drivers. So we're going to look forward to having that person talk to us and kind of go from there.
Sounds good.
You excited?
I'm totally pumped up. You can tell. Is that your sad regret?
No.
Tear in your beer music for
this is from
not
Jeff,
getting to
this is from Jeff,
cut, the, ter-
this
cut from, the fairways.
This is from Mr. Jeff Coltrick.
Oh, is it really? That's right.
I played it last time, but I don't really feel like we got to hear a lot of it.
Yeah. Sing it, Jeff.
He doesn't sing.
Oh, really?
Because I asked for it to just be audio.
Okay. It sounds
good.
What's
that called? There's a word for that.
Instrumental?
Instrumental. Thank you. Yeah.
We'll talk about words on a podcast one day.
Maybe one day. We've talked about spelling bees. We can talk about
it. All right.
All right, well, we've let this one linger. For sure, we've let this one linger.
Yeah.
I love that. I do like the song, though.
Yeah, it's good. Some nice piano playing.
Bailey, can you play a piano like that?
Instruments are not my forte.
Okay. I understand. It's not for everybody. All right, Dan Rolfson with Dave Ramsey Solutions joins us when we come back. Y'all stay tuned. This is the Drive Podcast with Zach, Chris, and Bailey. Hang tight.
Hello, M&W drivers. This is Bart. Well, the month of June is here, which means 401k open enrollment. So now is the time for you to enroll if you are not currently enrolled, or to change your contribution if you are enrolled. Eligibility is always the next enrollment period after 1 year of service. So for this period, it's anyone who was hired between January 2nd and June 30th of 2018. You are now eligible. You can visit tsrretire.com to register your account if you are enrolling for the first time, or if you're a current participant, you can use this site to change your contribution amount. These changes in enrollments will be effective July 1st. If you have any questions or need any help, you can contact me at any time.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dave Honerjager with the Tennessee Trucking Association, and you're listening to the Drive Podcast with Chris and Zach.
All right. Welcome back to the Drive Podcast. We've traded Woody out for maybe, are you better looking than Woody?
Yes.
Bart?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Definitely better looking than Woody.
Yes.
Okay. Your words, not mine.
Yes.
I led you to it. I certainly led you into that.
Sorry, Chris. I have better hair, too.
You do have better hair. You do have better hair. It's the same. That's the one thing about you. I never have to worry about what your hair is going to look like.
Nope.
Day to day.
Yep.
Doesn't matter whether we're here or maybe at a Tennessee football game.
Consistent.
It's always the same.
Yep.
I love it. And we have a special guest with us. And one of the reasons that Bart is in the studio today is because Dan Rolfson with the Dave Ramsey program is joining us today. Dan, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Zach. Glad to be here. I don't know if I'm a special guest, but I'll just say I'm a guest.
You're definitely a special guest. You're definitely a special
glad
guest.
Glad to be here.
I just hope I don't call you Dave. I asked for Dave Ramsey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did ask for Dave.
He kind of looks like Dave.
Yeah, I'm the not as handsome body double that they send on the road sometimes when he's busy. If you could see me right now, I have Dave's beautiful hairline and his goatee. So
really, I love it. Well, maybe at least we can get him to listen to a little bit of the podcast.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I know he's a busy man.
I think there's a few of them out there that we're doing. So
yeah,
you know, one more, why not?
Yeah, why not? You know, you do a radio show. He does a radio show. Why can't we do one with you? So we this year partnered with the Smart Dollar program, and for the for the people that are using it, I know that it's been an incredible blessing. But one of the reasons I wanted you to come in, because you and I have talked a lot and you helped us with the implementation of it and everything, but you are a product of the Smart Dollar program and the Baby Step program and things like that. And I always think when you can personalize the story, it makes it a lot better. So what has the program done for you personally, and maybe set it up for the drivers who don't know a lot about the Smart Dollar program and maybe the Baby Step program as well?
Yeah, great question, Zach. Yeah, so this program and these tools, the simple step-by-step plan that we call the Baby Steps, literally changed my life, changed my awesome, beautiful wife, Kim, and in my life. It was, just to set it up a little bit, Zach, about 14, 15 years ago, I was in the military for a while. We were in Virginia, and we moved to Tennessee, had a job opportunity, and my wife and I, by that point in time, we'd been married for about 10 years, loved each other, but fought about money every month.
Yeah.
I was the, she was the saver, and I was the spender, you know, so I'm like, hey, let's get a new bass boat, woo! And
who doesn't want a new bass boat?
This sounds amazing. Causing her a lot of stress, and so we were kind of both train wrecks. We didn't budget. We didn't have a lot to show for it. It wasn't like we were driving around in brand new cars and going on cruises every year. But we just fought about money. There was a lot of stress, and so I had this job. We had a combined income of about $80,000, but we had $54,000 worth of debt.
Wow,
nothing to show for it. Car debt. credit card debt, a little bit of student loan debt. I mean, I was even a knucklehead and borrowed a couple grand from my father-in-law, who has forearms about the size of Popeye. So that was an uncomfortable Thanksgiving dinner every year. And so with all of that debt we had, of course, we had a lot of stress. And so we went through this program, the community program, which we're teaching the same thing. Smart Dollar, obviously, is the employee benefit. But we took the community program financial piece, and it just absolutely changed our life. We cut up our credit cards. We did some hard work for a few years and started getting a lot of traction. And so, short story, we're debt-free today, and that's not because we're financial geniuses by any stretch of the imagination. We just did some of the work, took it step by step, and let me tell you, on the other side of this, it's so empowering. It gives us so much peace. I get to do things that we never thought was possible. Pouring into our family, some nonprofits that are near and dear to our heart. You get to have a lot more fun, of course, and then the stress is gone. And our retirement, we're now looking forward to our retirement. So I could say to all those drivers, you guys are doing a lot of hard work out there, and it's a stressful job, and it's a really important job, and I know you work for a great company. So I really encourage you to jump in on this. This is practical. You're going to have fun. You're going to laugh, and you're going to enjoy it. But we give you all of the tools, and, you know, just to brag on M&W Logistics, the best way to thank your company is just sign up and try it. They've given you this great benefit. They obviously care about you, and so take advantage of it. Do it with your family. If you're married, do it with your spouse. You will not regret it. And just to give you one stat, just to kind of wet your whistle, the average financial turnaround for people that use the Smart Dollar program in the first year, they have about a $15,500 turnaround in 1 year. That's from how much money they save plus how much debt that they've eliminated. So it works. We see it all the time, no matter where you're at on the spectrum, no matter how much money you make, no matter how much you know about finances, this absolutely will change your life.
What would you say, Dan, there's obviously when you first get involved, there's the baby step program, mm-hmm. and that helps you to kind of manage everything and make sure you're doing the things that, you know, the steps that Dave has put out to help people. Is obviously that's the most important thing, but when a guy is saying, hey, I've got a bunch of debt, I'm trying to get this done, what's the first step? Like what do they need to change in their mind? Like what is the first thing to take that first little, I know it's a baby step.
Yeah.
Sometimes that first step's the hardest one. What is the biggest thing? What's the best advice that you and Dave would give these drivers who maybe are just timid about moving forward, mm-hmm. but need to?
Great question. First thing that they do. So baby step one is you save $1,000. That's the, you know, that's the starter emergency fund. This isn't the full emergency fund. I like to call it, you know, it's really there for what I call the country song emergency, since we're in, you know, this is in Nashville.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, your truck broke down, your dog ran away, maybe the crazy ex slashed the tires, you know, they're country song emergencies.
And the porch collapsed and killed four owl dogs.
You know, yeah. you lit your porch on fire during 4th of July grilling. I mean, whatever the case is.
All those things can
yeah,
happen.
It's, yeah, they're not the big ones, but they're just the day-to-day stuff that we deal with. And that's just really to keep you away from kind of Murphy's Law and those things, because if you don't have it, what's going to happen? You're going to put it on a credit card. You're going to have to borrow right. it, you know.
Right.
And so we want to get you in that cycle, so it gives you just a little bit of cushion. So that's the first thing that they do. And we even have a tool in there. It's a little tracker. It gives you some ideas. You can create a plan. It's right there on your phone. Everybody's got a smartphone. And so you can really keep track of where you're at. And then I do want to call out, we have the step-by-step plan. For over 25 years, millions and millions of people have gone through that to, you know, really change their life and give them that financial freedom. The foundation of everything, though, is that month-to-month budget. And so we have the absolute best budgeting tool on the planet inside of Smart Dollar.
I love it. Yeah.
And it's great. It's right there. You can even connect it with your bank if you want for free. So it really gives you that quick, you know, exactly what's going on. That's the foundation. I mean, if you build a house, you can build the most beautiful house. But, man, if you do not have that solid foundation, things are not going to go well when you start building those walls up. And so you've got to be able to do that month to month. And, Zach, real quick, when I started budgeting, You know, I thought it was a straitjacket because I'm a spender, man. I'm a free spirit. Sure. I love living life to the fullest.
Bass boats.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Boat. And but what I realized was it was really a permission for me to spend the money. You know, it's a permission. It's a yes. I get to tell my money where to go rather than wondering where it went.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And so, man, we all work hard. You know, these guys put in a lot of time and effort. I put a lot of time and effort in my career, and to not have anything to show for it and just kind of live that crazy check, you know, the paycheck to paycheck. I mean, that's 80% of America right now is living paycheck to paycheck. And that's just a, that's a tough way to live. And I live that for decades.
I think a lot of people do. I mean, I think a lot of, I mean, obviously the statistics don't lie. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's super important. Bart, one of the reasons I brought you in today was to talk about as this being a company benefit. A lot of company benefits come and go. You know, you as an HR VP, you've seen, we've had different things. We've tried different things. What does it mean? Set maybe a little bit of the stage for the drivers. When M&W does pay for a benefit like this, it's fully paid. The drivers don't have to pay for anything. Why should they take advantage of this program, in your opinion, from the company standpoint?
Well, I mean, you know, first you want to take advantage of it because it's free. You know, and I mean, and you know, credit to Carl McKissick, who, you know, brought this to us and said, hey, you know, this is something that I want to do. You know, and credit to, you know, Mike McFarland for, you know, allowing it to the company to pay for it. I mean, you know, I'm an employee too. You know, no different than anybody else.
That's right.
I mean,
yeah, I'm using it. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, a benefit is a benefit, you know, and we take them when we can get them.
So,
you know, but with that aside though, I mean, we all battle the same problems, you know, we all battle the same issues with budgets, with paychecks, with rent, with mortgage, mm-hmm. with car payments, with, you know, and most of us all battle credit cards, you know, as well. So, I mean, this is a, you know, Dave tapped into an awesome market because it's a universal problem. But, it, you know, we've done the class. We did the seminar at a municipal auditorium a number of years ago and using the app now. But, Zach, to your point, I mean, it's free. I mean, at the end of the day, this is free. But we also have that choice to use it or not, but you know, it's there, and I encourage everybody to, you know, to look into it, to come down here, talk to you, you know, get with Zach, you know, he can show you where the app is, how to download it, how to get signed up, and give it a shot.
Cool. Well, Dan, thanks for that. I love it. And again, Dan Rawson with Dave Ramsey joins us today. I've got a couple other questions we're going to ask him here in a second. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Drive Podcast with Zach, Chris, and Bailey. Hold tight. Drivers, do you need to earn a quick $1,000? Refer a driver today. We are always in need of over-the-road drivers out of all of our locations. There's no cap on how many drivers you can recruit, and we spend money on advertising, but we'd really rather put that money in your pocket. And remember, always send those drivers to drivemw.com, where they can apply and learn more about M&W. Let's put that $1,000 in your pocket today.
Hello, I'm T.C. Harris, driver of truck number 568, and you're listening to The Drive Podcast with Chris and Zach.
All right, welcome back to The Drive Podcast with Zach, Chris, and Bailey. Thank you again for joining us. Just a quick reminder, you can always subscribe via iTunes or Spotify. There's all kinds of different ways that you can find us, and we do appreciate you guys and gals out there listening to us every day. Bart Spain joins me in here today for
I am glad to be back.
Yeah, you did a couple commercials for us, and now you're in here. This is we're talking about a benefit, Dan Rolfson with Dave Ramsey Institute. Am I saying that correct, Dan? Is it
Ramsey Solutions?
Ramsey Solutions. Uh-huh. So, he's got so many. That's one. As a marketing guy, he's got there's the Dave Ramsey Institute. There's the Dave Ramsey Buildings. There's the Dave Ramsey
University.
Yeah, University. Financial Peace there's, University, there's, Smart Dollar, a lot of them. That's why we wanted to make sure it's all under the umbrella of Ramsey Solutions. Yes. Short story is we just want to help people.
Absolutely.
And wherever they're at.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So we appreciate you guys joining us today. So, Bart, I know you had a question. We were talking in the break, I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, so, I mean, what about the 55-year-old?
You know, I mean, when they come, hey, you know, I'm 55, I'm, you know, I guess you could look at this one or two ways. One, you know, I'm 10 years away from retiring, you know, what's the point? Yeah. And then also, hey, I'm 55, is it too late? What's the point?
Yeah, great, great question, Bart. It's never too late is the short and sweet answer. Because if you don't, money's not going to care what age you are.
That's true.
Retirement's going to be here. And so what we see is if you do not start now, wherever you're at, we talk to people all the time in their 50s and 60s, and when they get started, man, when you can save more money, you can get rid of that debt, that stuff doesn't go away when you turn 65. It's there. And so as much as you can do in the amount of time you have, go after it. Start now. It is never too late. We could be on this podcast for hours and hours, and I can tell you story after story after story of people that I've met and that this program has impacted them. In fact, just a recent one, it was a client of ours out on the West Coast, and the lady was about 3 years away from retirement, and she had some debt, had just a little bit of savings, and made a lot of changes, got rid of that debt in a few years, and she had some savings, and she said, you know what, I'm about three years away from retirement, and you know what this did for me? Was because it taught me how to budget, I now know what it's going to be like to live on the retirement that I have.
Yeah,
I now know what it's like to prepare, because like when the switch flips and all of a sudden you're retired, you know, magic things don't happen, and you've got to be able to prepare wherever you're at. I didn't get started until my mid-30s, and I know a lot of people, you know, they don't get started until their 40s and 50s changing their lives, and I can tell you, man, wherever you're at, do it now. It's never too late.
Yeah.
No, I think that's certainly great advice for sure. What would you say, I think once you get past the baby steps and you really start to dive into the program, one of the things that I've loved, because I've always budgeted. I've never carried a ton of debt.
Where were you 15 years ago, Zach?
Yeah.
I wish I knew you.
Well, no, I'm no financial genius. Okay. There's no question about that. But one of the things that I really love is all the information about investments and what kind of investments are IRAs versus Roth IRAs and how much, you know, Dave's opinion on insurance and all this other stuff. There's a ton of resources in there. Why is that important for the drivers to check that out?
Absolutely. I'm a huge sports fan. So we talk a lot about in the program about offense and defense. And, you know, once you start saving, once you start getting rid of some debt, at that point in time, when you really start cleaning up some of your stuff, we talk a lot about in Smart Dollar some of those offensive things you can do. Obviously, that's retirement. So some of those, you know, preparations. Because everyone knows, like, you can't just, you know, if you're a football team, you can't just play defense. You can't just play offense. It's not going to work. You have to do both. So first, you have to clean up a little bit of your mess. You need to get rid of that debt. You need to really have some of that savings. So when he talks about insurance, you know, what I love about that is, you know, insurance is there to protect your assets, to protect you. It's not an investment. And so teaching some of those principles and some of the, to just to be blunt, some of the junk you don't need. There's some stuff out there. People are selling stuff that a lot of people don't need. And so we really come at it as really a consumer advocate standpoint. We don't have any licenses. We're not pitching anything. We don't pitch anything at you in Smart Dollar. We just want you to win. And so we're going to say, man, there's some of the stuff you probably don't need. And then from an investment standpoint, to be very blunt, that stuff for years and years just bored me to death. And it does a lot of people. Finances isn't, it's not an exciting subject. And so people like Chris Hogan on our team, obviously Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, they explained it in such a simple way. When I stepped away, I felt like I had an MBA. I mean, I really felt like I had a finance degree. And for the first time in my entire life, here I am, you know, I was in my mid to late 30s when I was doing this stuff. And I'm like, oh, I get it. I get what I have to do. And we break it down into simple steps wherever you're at, whether it's saving, whether it's budgeting, getting rid of debt, or investing. And we want people to win with their investments and at the same time, you know, not get into trouble. And so that's what it's all about. There's a lot of information in there. There's stuff in there, too. We're always adding stuff, as you know, Zach.
Yeah,
we added some goal setting videos. We added things about HSAs, a lot of things about college, saving for college. If you have, you know, obviously kids coming into college debt. And so we're always adding new curriculum, new content. in there so we can meet people where they're at so they can win.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And the one thing I would say to drivers, I think one of the coolest things that that Dave, you know, when I first started the program, you know, if you're sitting there and you just don't know what you can do, you know, you're maybe at a loss, you know, that, you know, Dan, you just kind of talked about it. You've surely got some things around your house you can let go of.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something you can sell or move past. And if you can do those things, if you can get rid of some of that stuff, it definitely can help. And then all of a sudden, there's some money sitting there that you didn't necessarily know you had. So just a quick reminder to our drivers, this program is open. It is available for you to check out. The easiest way to enroll today is to text MWL to 33789. Again, text MWL to 33789. When you do that, you'll get a text back. It tells you all about the program. You can learn, sign up. The budgeting tool alone, if you've struggled with budgeting, mm-hmm. if it's not something you've done in the past, the budgeting tool alone is a great, great resource for you to use. I've always budgeted. Have you budgeted historically?
No.
You haven't budgeted? No. I've always used an Excel spreadsheet to budget. And the thing I love about this is it was always hard at the end of the month to track how much I actually spent in food, in fuel. I still keep my Excel budget because I like to look back year to year to year. But what's great about the Smart Dollar budget is that I'm able to go back and all those numbers are added up for me.
Yeah.
So it's like I knew how much I spent in food. I know how much I spent in fuel. And I take those numbers and I plug them into my personal online Excel budget. So that resource in itself is phenomenal and easy to use. And guys and gals, we would love for you to take advantage of it. Again, it's a free resource that M&W is paying for, and we'd like to see you use it. So, Dan, thank you so much for joining us today and coming all the way up here. I know it's a drive for you. So
glad to be here. Guys, take advantage of it. It will change your life. It's fun. It's simple, and it is absolutely going to help you no matter where you're at. So take advantage of it. And thanks, guys, M&W for really providing this great resources for them.
Awesome. Yeah, we appreciate you coming up. Again, drivers, one last time, text MWL to 33789 to enroll today.
But don't do it while you're driving.
Yeah, that's a good point. Don't do it while you're driving. Write it down. And as always, you can come in and see us. You can come in and see Bart. You can come in and see me. It's kind of my baby. Come in and see me. I'll go through the program. I can give you some thought processes that we've learned from other drivers and from other staff that have utilized the program. So one more time, Dan, thanks for coming in today.
My
from
pleasure.
Dave Ramsey Solutions. Guys, you've been listening to the Drive Podcast with Zach, Chris, Bailey, Dan, and Bart today. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.